Amy Klobuchar, John McCain listed names of dictators during Trump's inauguration. By Joshua Kaplan on May 27, 2019. Presidential candidate Senator Amy Klobuchar, DMN, claimed recently that the late Senator John McCain rattled off the names of dictators during President Donald Trump's inauguration. In her remarks before supporters in Iowa, Klobuchar recounted how she sat beside McCain and Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, during President Trump's inaugural address. "I sat on that stage between Bernie and John McCain. And John McCain kept reciting to me names of dictators during that speech because he knew more than any of us what we were facing as a nation," said the White House hopeful, The Huffington Post reported on Saturday. "He understood it. He knew because he knew this man more than any of us did." In response to Klobuchar's comments, McCain's daughter and The View co-host Meghan McCain called on the senator to leave her father out of presidential politics. "On behalf of the entire McCain family, at Amy Klobuchar, please be respectful to all of us and leave my father's legacy and memory out of presidential politics," she tweeted. McCain's purported remarks don't come as a complete surprise, as he and the president shared a rocky relationship for years. In 2015, President Trump said the Vietnam War veteran was not a war hero, citing his capture. While campaigning for the presidency in 2016, President Trump called McCain weak on immigration and suggested that he was an incompetent senator. President Trump was not invited by the McCain family to attend the Arizona senator's funeral. The White House advisors Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner were in attendance. Appearing on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert in February, Meghan expressed displeasure with President Trump's family members attending the funeral. "I thought that my family had made it clear, or at least I had, that the Trumps are unwelcome around me, and that my father had been sort of very clear about the line between the McCains and the Trumps," she said. In March, President Trump blasted McCain over his role in the dissemination of the anti-Trump Steele dossier, accusing the late lawmaker of doing so for very evil purposes.